1988 was the last time a Republican was elected governor in Delaware. That's when Mike Castle won his second term. On September 13th, Republicans will choose who they hope will be the next GOP governor of the first state. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more in the first of two reports on those candidates.
We met Lacey Lafferty at her horse farm in Laurel to talk about why she's making her first run for office as a Republican gubernatorial candidate.
I'm running for governor because I love Delaware. I think we all know that the state of Delaware is on a decline.
Lafferty is a former state police trooper. She served 13 years before being forced to retire after suffering some hearing loss related to her police radio. In 2007, she was awarded the State Police Excellent Performance Award by then-Governor Ruth Ann Minner. She's counting on her experience as an investigator to be able to solve the state's problems.
It's a lot of fraud, waste, and corruption going on in our government that it continues to proliferate. As an investigator in law enforcement and award-winning state trooper, this is where my expertise comes in here to be able to root out state government of the fraud, waste, and corruption.
Lafferty is a political newcomer, so she got her campaign started early. 4 years ago early. To raise awareness of her campaign and to boost her name awareness, she's walked the entire length of the state.
I started out here going to meetings, festivals, parades, walking the entire state from Delaware, Maryland line to Claymont up there, and over a course of 3.5 days, just for people to come out here, I'm accessible to you. I walked the width of the state last year, same way, to get people to, I'm accessible to you. Come out and talk to me.
Lafferty's background is in contrast to her Republican opponent, State Senator Colin Bonini, who's been in the legislature since 1994.
I bring a contrast to Senator Colin Bonini, who's been in there as a career politician, you know, doing the same old, yay and nay to different policies, really not helping anybody's problems out here.
Lafferty hopes the Donald Trump-fueled anti-establishment sentiment will work in her favor, both against Bonini in the primary and then against Democrat John Carney in November.
Whether it be Colin Bonini or John Carney, both of them have been in politics for 22 to 25 years. They don't bring fresh ideas or what's going on down here with everybody else out here trying to make a living.
Lafferty supports Donald Trump as the Republican presidential nominee, but admits he's got his flaws.
I would say his worst character is that he's got a big mouth. I don't think he's got a mean bone in his body, or he would actually, do some of the things that, but it's, you have to understand his persona, his, where they're from. They're very gruff kind of mannerism. New Yorkers tend to be a bit gruff. Donald, to me, is a great, great person.
And like Trump's depiction of the State of the Union, Lafferty paints a dire picture of the state of Delaware.
We're in a sad state of affairs, economically, as well as job creation, Department of Education. I mean, right now we have a climate of, subgrade intellectual, people that we're putting out here in our communities. I want to be able to take that knowledge that I have, lifelong skills, to improve our state of affairs, government affairs, as well as economics, restoring jobs, improving our education.
Republican voters get to weigh in on September 13th and pick the candidate to run against Democrat John Carney. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.